That's them. Yeah.
You sure?
So you've got the binoculars out now, and what can you see? Are they in the spot that we thought they were going
to
be?
No, they've actually split. This mob has a bit of a tendency to split into two groups, which is actually pretty unusual for sheep. And so, yeah, we have a group down here on the flat, which is still grazing quite happily, whereas the main part of the mob are actually sitting up by that tree, actually sharing our space with the cattle.
Lachlan Ingram is a senior lecturer at the Faculty of Agriculture and Environment at the University of Sydney.
It's a mob of 25 sheep. 15 have very multicoloured bibs on them, so we cannot spot them with numbers. So at 11:30, I will make observations on all those 15 sheep and just see what they're doing whenever I can spot them. And that's sort of the first set of observations. I'll do the next set at 11:40, next set at 11:50, all the way through to 11:20. The GPS collars, I mean, they're taking measurements throughout the course of a 24-hour period over the 6 days of the trial. So we'll end up, each of those, we have about, on those sheep, we have that mob of 25, we have 11 which have collars on them. So we'll end up with about probably, 5,000 data points per sheep by 11 sheep, so 55,000 data points. So we'll have a lot of information, and that's just for the mob in this particular case in the improved pasture, but then we'll also have the mob in the native pasture with it, the same amount of information too.
How does this feed into the amount of information you're going to get from the GPS?
So the GPS collars really just tell us where the sheep is in the paddock at any particular point in time. It doesn't usually tell us what the sheep is actually doing at that point.
A small box the size of a 9-volt battery is attached to the sheep's collar, and an accelerometer is attached to the back leg to measure their pace and their step count.
Which just basically contains a battery, a storage chip and a GPS chip basically. And so they program them so they collect measurements every so often, in our case once every 5 minutes. And so that's the main thing. So when we take the collars off them in a couple of days' time, we'll actually just download that data. That's pretty easy to do. So yeah, the technology that we apply to ourselves as human is infinitely transferable to animals basically. And just gives us a better understanding of what animals are doing when we're not looking at them, basically.
So what time is it now? Do we have to...
11:30, yep, it's time for observations.
Yeah, I think I can see those fluoro green.
They stand out, don't they? A mile.
Yeah, it's like a, high-vis jacket or something like
that. So my student was, when he was doing this study in July, which is obviously the middle of the ski season, and this is the main road to the ski fields, he said there was a lot of people just stopping on the side of the road and getting out, taking pictures of our very brightly coloured sheep. So we said we've been running this trial now for just over a year. And so we're aimed at getting sort of 4 seasonal measurements in both the native pasture, which said is unimproved, and it has a bit of a number of weeds in it, and then what we're calling our generic improved pasture, which has phalaris and festuca in it. And so we were originally planning, or our hypothesis was that the native pasture, because it's much poorer quality grass, the sheep would be spending a lot more time travelling around and looking for better quality feed. But we generally found they actually travelled less. And the reason for that, we believe, is that because it's very poor quality forage, the sheep would eat, get a gut feel basically, and then, as my student put it, would retire for a couple of hours in the middle of the day, just basically spend time ruminating, trying to break down that forage essentially. Whereas on the improved pasture, because it's generally better quality, that grass is moving through the animal system faster.